The 29th Olympic Games opened in Beijing today with a ceremony entitled Beautiful Olympics, which featured a spectacular fireworks display as well as music and dance. Philippa Hitchin reports.
This Olympic Games has been 7 years in the making, with a budget of $40 billion, or twice that of the Athens Games in 2004. On Friday, China celebrated its ancient past and modern power at the opening ceremony in Beijing, seeking to shift global focus from human rights criticisms to sport. More than 80 leaders and royals attended the ceremony in the impressive metal-latticed Bird's Nest Olympic Stadium. The Games started at 8:08 local time on the eighth day of the eighth month, 2008, before an estimated global audience of at least 1 billion people. Film director Zhang Yimou, whose work was once banned in China, was given the task of condensing 5,000 years of Chinese history into one show. Some 14,000 performers and a massive fireworks display gave the games a glittering start, and spectators were treated to a show of music and dancing before the athletes themselves made their appearance. The highlight of the ceremony, the lighting of the Olympic flame, was performed by China's best-known gymnast of the 1980s, Li Ning, the 3-times gold medalist. Earlier on Friday, Chinese President Hu Jintao hosted a welcome lunch for world leaders, including US President George Bush and French President Nicolas Sarkozy, during which he told them, "The historic moment we have long awaited is arriving." A security force of 100,000 police was on hand to prevent attacks or protests during the opening ceremony, while dissidents were kept well away. The Beijing Games have become a focus for activists critical of China on issues ranging from its human rights record to its rule in Tibet. And even on this auspicious day for China, thousands of people demanded the country end its harsh rule in Tibet at protests timed to coincide with the start of the Games, although the heavy security meant most of the demonstrations were outside the host country. Following the opening ceremony for these 29th Olympic Games of the modern era, sporting action hits Top Gear on Saturday, with 7 gold medals up for grabs. After coming third in the medal table in 2000 and second in 2004, China is hoping to topple the Americans this time around. I'm Philippa Hitchin.